Though it's not done often these days, there's something to be said for the old-fashioned cooking from scratch method. Commentator Shelley Mickle knows of a dish with a personal touch that could solve problems much deeper than hunger.
In 1958, when I was in the fifth grade, everybody in my little cotton town in Arkansas thought my cousin Ted was going to die of heartache. He had been engaged to a girl for 2 years, and right before the wedding, she gave back the engagement ring and called the whole thing off. Ted wouldn't get out of bed. He wouldn't eat. He put his 56 Chevy up on blocks in his front yard and took off the wheels. But worse was the engagement ring, which sat in the front window of the jewelry store on Main Street with a sign that said, "Resale on Commission." Nobody wanted that ring. It had become a symbol of love gone bad. My family thought there was only one chance for Ted. We sent word to my Aunt Lucille to make her famous rascal soup. Aunt Lucille swore that no matter what your problem was, her soup was guaranteed to reawake the rascal in you. She would bring a jar of her soup to anybody's house for whatever reason. Flu, bad grades, bankruptcy, a tax audit. When I had been down and out with the measles in the second grade, she brought me a bowl of her soup. It had vegetables floating in chicken broth, surrounded by noodles shaped into the letters of my first name. Maybe the magic of her soup came from how long you spent fishing those noodles out that spelled your name, and then the long while you took carefully moving those letters on your spoon into your mouth. Because by the time you finished that soup, you'd had plenty of time to slowly reassess who you really were. Anyhow, that soup did make you feel stronger, and usually the next day, you were going about the world with a renewed, rascally spunk. So on Valentine's Day in 1958, my Aunt Lucille delivered her soup to my cousin Ted. After a whole day of eating T.E.D. in Aunt Lucille's delicious soup, cousin Ted got up and went down to the jewelry store, took that ring out of the window, and started wearing it himself. He put the wheels back on his car and drove over to the next town, where he finally lost that ring in a poker game. And then on his way home, he stopped at a roadside cafe and met his current wife. I'm not saying that soup performed miracles, but my cousin Ted and his wife Betty Ann have been married for over 40 years.
The comments of Shelley Mickle, whose latest novel is The Turning Hour,